Last May, the city inked a deal with San Antonio-based startup CityFlag to create a new 311 app that would engage more residents through social media sharing, gamification, and ease of use. With the app, people will see a feed of service requests, gain points based on participation in votes, and can upload their own photos and requests to the city. The original contract was for a $22,000 build-out with $6,000 a year in maintenance. The city's current 311 app, through the company Verint, has a yearly price tag of $36,000. The new CityFlag app reached the Google Play Store last week. They're still working out some of the kinks and plan the official launch in a month. But the company goes back to council Thursday for almost $63,000, nearly three times what was originally budgeted for the build. The app was supposed to debut last summer. CityFlag's representatives blame delays on the complexity of integrating the new app with the existing city software. When the final app was presented to city staff at the end of January, the staff wanted changes to the app. Changes like eliminating the comment section on service requests, among other things. These changes weren't considered in the original contract, says CityFlag CEO Alberto Altamirano.
Definitely, yeah. These are added components that were outside of the scope.
The changes took hundreds of hours and additional work, according to papers filed with the city. But Altamirano says working with the city was overall a positive experience. He says working with startups is new for the city, and working with the city is new for his startup. This is one of the first projects to come out of the Smart Cities budget.
We're part of this program's learning curve, right? I mean, we've grown so much as a company, right? And also, I think the city has learned a lot from the experience of working with us.
The city continued to pay the current 311 app operator Verint at least $1,300 a month through March. TPR made an open records request more than 2 months ago to learn the total cost of that contract, but has not received a complete record. City staff declined to be interviewed for this story, citing concerns over Thursday's vote. TPR has requested multiple interviews with city staff on the app's progress since last August. The requests were not addressed or were declined. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.